It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on The Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Misleading, where we revisit something that went down on The Greg Hill Show earlier today. We'll get back into the Patriots and the Texans, your expectations for Drake May, and, well, whether or not the full team is on board. That would include the offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt. It's Patriots Friday, so we have DeMarcus Covington and Mike Nwenu joining us at some point. Keith's Keys on the way at 1 o'clock, but I was very entertained listening to The Greg Hill Show, as always, Keith.
Uh-huh.
Driving in, they had Pudge's Pals going on today,
oh,
dogs in
yeah.
studio.
Oh, puppy in the house.
I hate to keep forgetting the man's name. Dermot.
We had a singer-songwriter, I believe, was
yep.
in the house as well.
Hang on.
Crushing tunes.
Hang on. Dermot. Not
Mulroney.
Not Mulroney.
Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. I always had a
Dermot
really
Kennedy.
Difficult time.
Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy was here.
Is who was here in studio.
That's
and
right.
so a big day
yeah.
on the Greg Hill Show. But they also talked about a story in the news.
Okay.
About attendees at a barbecue in Western North Carolina.
All right.
Who fell dreadfully ill with flu-like symptoms.
Oh, boy.
After being served undercooked bear meat.
Bear meat?
It was infected with a rare parasite.
Oh, no.
A CDC report has revealed. Well, this is part of the issue.
You got to cook the bear meat through. You can't have that raw.
Properly cooking through the bear meat. And so they did a feature that I had not heard before. I believe it was called Would Wiggy Eat It?
Yeah.
And no one else on the program was willing to eat bear meat outside of Wiggy.
Really?
Yeah, it baffled me. I go, would I eat bear? Of course I would eat bear meat. Why would you not eat bear meat?
I'm kind of like a garbage disposal, so I feel like...
You are.
Yeah, I'd eat anything.
Yeah.
I'd try. But so...
Right.
First of all, how do you serve
if bear
it?
Meat were left in studio...
I'd eat it.
Two
yeah.
days later, Keith
I'd,
would eat
I'd,
it.
I'd,
yeah,
I'd
exactly.
It. Is it a bear burger, or is it just like a bear
Great
steak?
Great question. I'm guessing it's like a steak, maybe a steak tip.
Yeah.
Maybe...
It's not wings.
It's not wings.
No. Is it tendies?
I don't think it's a burger, but it's a good question, Keith. I don't know how the bear meat is served.
No, I wouldn't
Do I get like a sauce with it?
You would probably need a sauce.
Yeah.
I don't
like a good dip in sauce.
I don't love the idea of eating a bear. I mean, I would do it. I would try it. But
see,
like,
I love the idea of it. I know
see,
we're
look
going
at them. They got one up on the old Twitch stream. They're so pretty. I like a bear.
Yeah, isn't that kind of thrilling to eat closer to the top of the food chain?
Not really.
Is it not?
It doesn't thrill me, no.
You don't want to eat like a saber-toothed tiger or something like that?
No.
Like really go to
lobster,
the top.
Lobster,
polar
shrimp,
bear.
Scallops are very low on the food chain.
Yeah,
I enjoy eating them very much.
They are delicious.
Yeah, right. So
okay.
I don't need to eat like... Because now you're like one step away
any,
from person.
Any, okay, any schlub.
Like you're like, oh, like an equal.
Yeah.
It's the most dangerous game.
Right.
No, I'm not there.
You wouldn't eat a, you're saying you wouldn't eat a person.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I wouldn't eat everything. I would not eat a person. Now, if it was like a yellow jacket situation.
Hang on. You're just taking person off the table. You wouldn't eat a person?
I don't think so.
What about in a survival situation?
Well, that's different.
Okay, well then don't take it
different.
Off the table. Then.
Well, I'm not at a restaurant in Western North
okay,
Carolina.
Well,
and they
I
were like, hey, we have Steve on the menu.
I wouldn't order
like,
one
no,
off
Steve.
The menu, but in a survival situation,
yeah,
I'm eating a person.
Like right away? Or did you get like real hungry? You're like, well, it is lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't wait a day? We might get rescued.
Dude, we've only been on the island for like an hour.
Yeah, I know, but I usually eat by now. Like, that's not how this
okay,
is.
Okay, but you just took it right off the table.
Yeah,
I'm,
saying,
I'm not taking human off the table.
I think you would be pretty, I mean, beyond desperate times.
Okay. But bear, you're, like, so
bear,
you're in or out on bear? I'm confused.
So my point is, I would if I was on like the real world challenge, and they were like,
yeah, yeah.
"Hey, this challenge is bear."
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
eat bear.
Oh, there's
but
so
if
much.
I was at,
there's so much worse on that show.
No, I know, but I'm just
yeah,
saying,
yeah.
like, I would then of
yeah,
course
yeah.
I would eat.
Yeah,
it. But
like
if
a
I was
fear factor or challenge type thing.
Yeah, but if I was at this restaurant and it was like regular burger, bear burger, I'd be like, I'll have regular.
I think
burger.
You're giving this much too much credit. I don't think it was a restaurant. It was a barbecue.
Okay,
like a hillbilly barbecue.
So they just found a bear
in Western North Carolina, which. By the way, I understand it's been devastated by Helene. So, like, I don't know the timeline on this. But, like, you know, you're at, like, a barbecue in Western North Carolina. I don't think this was off on the menu, Keith. But
so,
my point.
Turbo Dangerfield in the Twitch chat.
Yes.
I had a bear burger once. It was fine. Not something I'd seek out.
Okay. I heard a caller to the Greg Hill Show today say this individual, I believe, said he lived in New Hampshire. It might have been Maine.
Maybe
said
New Hampshire.
Said he hunted bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably New Hampshire.
And said it tastes awful because the bear diet is... They're eating out of dumpsters and garbage cans, and they're eating
yeah.
literal garbage, which means they kind of taste like garbage.
They go after my parents' bird feeders. Like, if they don't take them in at night, there'll be black bear out there.
But I bet that's a tasty bear.
Just eating bird feed?
Yeah.
I
mean, think of some
Is
of the feed.
Seeds?
Okay, think of some of the
oh,
feed
yeah,
that,
we
like,
fatten them up on sunflower
but like, think
seeds.
Of, but think of, like, the feed that cows and hogs and stuff eat, and that's
yeah.
those taste delicious.
Like a Kobe beef. You're feeding that guy
Us.
Lobsters.
Plumping them right up.
Yeah, whatever they want.
Yeah.
No, so anyway, I mean, I would eat it. So Wiggy said he would, but everybody else said no on that?
You're saying in like a dare situation you would eat it.
Yeah.
But not in like a... I'm choosing to eat. What if you were at... What if you're like,
if
hey...
it was just bear.
Hey, I hunted... Hey, your buddy hunted some bear. You're from New Hampshire.
I am from New Hampshire, but
you're not an outdoorsman?
I don't think... No, I'm an indoor cat.
I'm from Vermont. I'm also not an outdoorsman.
No, we're indoor cats.
But I have buddies who hunted all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
That's shocking. I don't even like looking at... I don't even like walking outside and looking at the night sky. But I'm saying, I had buddies who hunted all kinds... I don't think I had buddies
hunt
who hunted
bears.
No, I'm saying I don't think so, but I had plenty of friends who hunted.
Forget
deer and things like that.
The image of Yogi Bear representing Yellowstone. We're talking about a sleeping Godzilla.
muzzleloader season for moose? Like I'm saying, I had buddies who hunted. I don't think bear. But like, see, your buddy hunts a bear.
Okay.
And he's like, come on over. We're cooking it up. You wouldn't go eat it.
No, maybe I would.
I would.
As Yogi Bear said,
perfect.
Some you win, some you lose, perfect. Some get rained out.
Yogi Berra said
it was about the barbecue.
Barbecue. I guess in that case, like, it would be one of those, like, I'll try it once.
The prevailing fear on the Greg Hill show,
is it cooked well? I need to see him cook it.
Well, that was their fear, is this parasite.
Yeah, I don't want that.
That's the issue. And apparently...
I got worms. That's what we're going to call it.
That's what we're calling it. There were 22 to 34 attendees, by the way, at this barbecue, so a lot of bear meat to go around. But
people are saying bear meat's gross. People on the Twitch chat or text line have had it. Oh, bear jerky. See, now maybe bear jerky
I feel like if you're worried about the parasite, that should take care of the parasite. Not going to be alive in jerky.
What's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
I mean, nothing too crazy. Okay, like elk? Like, is that like...
Elk?
Yeah. That's probably the craziest thing I've eaten.
Yeah.
There was a place, is Tip Tap Room still open over on Beacon Hill? That place used to serve like some wild meat.
Wild meat?
Wild meat.
Yeah.
Like kangaroo. I'm bison. Not even joking.
Oh, kangaroos?
I'm not even joking. Kangaroo and stuff.
Kangaroos are real mean. Like, that's the thing about kangaroos. Okay, so I've done a little kangaroo research.
Yeah?
Do you remember that one video of the kangaroo that was drowning the dog?
Oh.
Remember that?
The guy ran over and, like,
the guy ran over and, like, punched the thing, like, went back and, like, took another swing at him. And, like, he was just standing there. It looked like something out of a horror movie. He was in, like, a little, like, pond, and he was probably, like, 2-3 feet in.
Yeah.
And a dog was swimming around, and he grabbed it and was just holding it under the water.
Okay.
Like, with his mitts. You're just trying to drown the dog.
I know they'll take a swipe at you. Like, I know that.
He's trying to drown the dog. And then the owner had to run in there and, like, box him a little
bit. They're basically giant rats.
Yes.
And a kangaroo is basically a giant rat.
Yes.
Is all it is. So
look at this video now. Look at it right there. Look at him. Look how jacked he is. The kangaroo. And then he's like, get out of here. He had to drop his camera. Probably got a little wet there, but he still got the video. A lot of views.
So did the dog make it or not?
Yeah, the dog. Yeah, okay. The dog
squared.
Look at him. Look at him now. Wait till he pops up. Look at that.
Wow.
You messing with that guy?
I'm not squaring up with that. It looks like Brian Cushing.
Yeah,
I'm not squaring up with that guy.
It does.
That was a kangaroo roid race.
No, but it's funny.
No, thank you.
Because some animals, I feel like big kangaroo got out in front of this, and they were looked at as kind of like a nice animal. Remember growing up? You're like, oh,
that
they
kangaroo
have the
Jack was like the
That was a big dog.
Yes, it was holding him under. It was like an Australian sheepdog or whatever.
Like,
and he was like holding him under.
Wow.
They're terrifying. Somebody also is saying that they're delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't
try it. I didn't order it when I was on the menu. But there's something thrilling about going to the top of the food chain and eating it.
Tip Tap Room still open.
Still open.
They serve boar meatballs.
Nice.
Boar meatballs.
How about that? It's been a while. Kathleen used to live over there. Right around the corner from there.
Lamb
I've been there in a long
burger.
Time. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I've had lamb, I think.
Yeah, lamb. I remember it being more adventurous over there. No disrespect to the Tip Tap Room, but I remember wilder meats.
Yeah, post-COVID.
Boar
braised
lamb.
Wild boar gnocchi. Or gnocchi.
Boar gnocchi. Sure.
A lot of boar on that.
Some
menu.
Gnocchi.
Mostly
boar. Yeah.
I think we ran into like a ton of boar, so we're going to have to dress it up in a variety of ways.
Make sure you cook your bear meat over there.